Yep.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're tuning into 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's what it is. You're here listening to the archive.
That was a shout out to Edward, by the way, or DJ EJ.
Don't say people's real names on here.
Exposed.
The world we live in is not a safe place, Henry. Oh, then I just...
Okay. I trust our listeners. We have good listeners.
This is DJ Mandy B, in case you were wondering.
DJ Mandy B is now joining the archive for this summer session, although she will be bouncing next
week.
Going
back to my good old southern roots.
So it'll actually... Well, DJ EJ will be back, but DJ Hank will be holding it down the whole summer.
My condolences to everyone that has to endure that. Well, today I've got... You know, I didn't really have a cohesive playlist. Today is Tufts' commencement, so I was a bit occupied doing that, saying some goodbyes. Congrats to all the graduates and their families.
I just stayed in my house and studied, so...
It's typical rundown. So, not the most cohesive of playlists. I tend to like to have a certain theme or sound, but I didn't have the time to craft that out for you today. So here's just a bunch of songs that I like. Starting us off, we're going to commemorate the wonderfully talented Chris Cornell, who passed.
Wow, that's very nice of you to commemorate that.
Great song by Audioslave.
Are you a big Audioslave fan?
You know, I'm...
Could you name three Audioslave songs?
We're going to play the song. That's what we're going to do. Thank you. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
There you have it, everyone.
That was
I Am the Highway by Audio Slave.
Great song.
Do you have anything else to say, Henry?
I don't know. It's a good song. Makes me sad.
Why?
That he died.
That, yes, that's very sad.
Although I'm a fake fan listener and I only know like a Stone. What is that? Is that Soundgarden? Audio Slave? I don't know. It's one of those things.
He was in both. So.
DJ Hank, fake fan. Although I liked his Casino Royale theme song. That was one of my favorite Bond songs, so kudos to that.
But yeah, I'm not familiar with the tune.
I'm sure if DJ EJ was here, he would be able to list a lot of history about Chris Cornell and some of like
by the, reading straight off of the Wikipedia.
Well, let's be nice now. He would have the dates memorized and ready to go. But unfortunately, DJ EJ is not present. He is
soaking up the sun in Cape Cod.
He's skirting off to Cape Cod right now.
Henry, who sings a song called "Soak Up the Sun"?
It's like, I wanna soak up the sun. Something like that.
Everyone turn off your radio. I'm so sorry.
I don't know who sings that song.
Cheryl Crow.
I feel like my mother listens to Cheryl Crow.
She's a very talented woman.
Is she?
We're gonna have a country night on the archive.
Shania Twain or Cheryl Crow?
Oh.
When I was a kid, I used to sing "Man, I Feel Like a Woman" a lot.
Well, it's a very empowering song. It's a very empowering song.
Yeah, but not for like a 6-year-old boy.
That's not true. It has a universal message, and it clearly resonated with you.
It did resonate.
Okay, well, with that, I'm going to go on to my next song. Some Pearl Jam for you. Enjoy.
Yes, I understand. Every life must end, uh-huh. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go, uh-huh. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, yeah, others they got none, uh-huh. Just breathe. Practiced all my sins, never gonna let me win. Oh. Under everything, just another human being. Oh. I don't wanna hurt. There's so much in this world to make me bleed. Stay with me, you're all I see. Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Or if I didn't, I'm a fool. Knows this more than me. As I come clean, I wonder every day as I look upon your face. Oh, oh. Everything you gave and nothing you would take. Oh, oh. Nothing you would take. Everything you. This more than me, I come cleaner. Nothing you would take. other side.
That was Just Breathe by Pearl Jam off of their 2009 comeback album, Backspacer.
That was good.
Yeah, you were enjoying
it. He's got quite a nice voice.
He's got a gorgeous voice.
It's like...
I love him.
Do you?
Yes.
Interesting.
Why is that interesting?
I don't know.
Do you have a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with you loving the lead singer of Pearl Jam.
Okay, then.
What's his name?
Glad we established that.
What's the lead singer of Pearl Jam's... Pearl Jam's name? Eddie Vedder. He's pretty good.
Evenflow is not going to be played today, but it is also a great song.
Probably will at some point on the archive. I feel like you played that once.
Oh, easily. Probably. Yeah. Multiple times.
You love that Evenflow.
You just feel like that's such a nice summer song. Like it's just a nice...
Yeah.
Get the sunlight.
I really like the flow of that song. One might say it's very even.
We're going to cut to the next song. I'm so sorry that you have to deal with this, but I'm even sorrier for myself that I have to deal with this. But that being said, I'm changing up the sound with some early Jason Mraz. The song just crossed my mind today, and I thought, why not? So, get funky, because this one's got a little beat to it. Enjoy.
Yo, brother A to Z.
Yo, what's up, B?
Yo, what time is it?
Ha ha. It's laundry day. Well, let the geek in the pink take a stab at it. If you like the way I'm thinking, baby, wink at it. I may be skinny at times, but I'm fat full of rhymes. Pass me the mic and I'm gonna grab at it. Well, isn't it delicious, crazy way that I'm kissing this baby? Listen to this, don't wanna miss it while I'm sitting. Sometimes you gotta fit in to get in, but don't ever quit, cause soon I'm gonna let you in. Well, see, I don't care what you might think about me. You'll get by without me if you want. Well, I could be the one to take you home. Maybe we could rock the night alone. If we never get down, it wouldn't be a letdown. Sugar, don't forget what you already know. That I could be the one to turn you out. We could be the tofu across the town. Don't judge it by the color, confuse it for another. You might regret what you let slip away. Like the geek in the pink. Well, like the geek in the pink, yeah. Relationship fight, I don't mean to bother nobody, but Cupid's automatic must have fired multiple shots at her. Because she fall in love too often, that's what's the matter. At least I'm talking about her, keep my pattern of flattery. She was staring through the door frame and eyeing me down like already a bad boyfriend. Well, she can get her toys out of the drawer then, cause I ain't coming home, I don't need that attention. See, I don't care what she might think about me. She'll get by without me if she won't. Well, I could be the one to take her home. Maybe we could rock the night alone. If we never get down, it wouldn't be a letdown. But sugar, don't forget what you already know. That I could be the one to turn you out. We could be the talk across the town. Don't judge it by the color, confuse it for another. You might regret what you let slip away. Hey, baby, look at me go. From zero to hero, you better take it from a geek like me. Well, I can save you from unoriginal dum-dums who wouldn't care if you compete them or not. So what, I got a short attention span, a coke in my hand, because I'd rather have the afternoon relax and understand. My hip-hop and flip-flops, well, it don't stop at the light rock. My shot to mock you kinda puts me in the tight spot. The hype is nothing more than hoo-ha, so I'm developing the language and I'm calling it my own. So take a peek into the speaker and you'll see what I mean. That on the other side the grass is greener. I don't care what you might think about me. You get by without me if you want. I could be the one to take you home. Maybe we could rock the night alone. If we never get down, it wouldn't be a letdown. But sugar, don't forget what you already know. That I could be the one to turn you out. We could be the talk across the town. Don't judge it by the color, confuse it for another. You might regret what you let slip away. Like the geek in the pink.
Wait, so which train song was that?
That was not funny at all. That was the guy that brought you I'm Yours, Mr. A to Z, Jason Mraz.
I remember seeing or hearing that song on the radio nonstop, that Geek in I'm the Pink Yours.
Is what that one was.
I'm Yours.
Well, I still need to announce the name of the track.
Okay.
It was Geek in the Pink. Geek in the Pink Polo. Who would that song be by?
I don't know.
None other than Mr. Kanye Omari West. He used to be known for the pink polo, you fake fan.
Oh, I thought you said...
We've got a lot of fake fandom here in the studio today.
If there's anything, I'm not a fake Kanye fan.
We'll see about that. We're going to have a Kanye night. You guys, hold us accountable. We're going to have a country night, a battle off between Shania Twain and Sheryl Crow. Don't make that face, Henry, because you're the one that brought up Shania Twain.
Yeah.
We're going to have a Kanye country night. Country music is a great genre.
Girls, trucks, mud. Yeah.
All right. That was just disrespectful. I'd like to apologize to all of our listeners who are fans of country. Know that I stand in solidarity with you.
I'm not apologizing.
Okay, well. Is it time for a PSA, do you think?
I don't know.
I think we should keep our viewers informed.
I feel like we usually do a PSA on the archive between people's sets. Can't just come in here and switch up the archive.
Yes, I can. I made you. I trained y'all. You wouldn't have anything if it weren't for me.
Oh, we could have had another trainer. We
could have had it all rolling in the deep.
Yes, that song is by Adele.
I'm sorry. We're going to move on into the next song.
I wish DJ EJ was here to give us some commentary on Adele, but...
I don't.
Next song, please.
Yep.
Running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. Want attention, you don't want my heart. Maybe you just hate the thought of me with someone new. Yeah, you just want attention. I knew from the start, you're just making sure I'm never getting over you. Oh. You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you.
What are you doing? to the beach.
There's no one else.
Alrighty, I got a lot of songs to shout out for y'all. So we had Attention by Charlie Puth, which Henry was jamming to and was impressed that I told him that he was a Berklee College of Music alum.
Excuse me, that's DJ Hank.
Anyway.
Mandy B contradicting herself on air. Anyways, go back to your playlist.
Before I was so rudely interrupted, after that one, you heard Round and Round by Satellite Stories, who I like a lot because they remind me of one of my favorite bands of all time, who I actually got to see in concert with DJ EJ, Floor Tickets, Two Door Cinema Club. I will be playing a song by them next. And they just sound so similar. So I love them. Henry, did you like the song? I'm sorry, DJ Hank, did you like the song?
I did like the song. I thought it was very nice.
You know, fun fact, I was originally supposed to go to that Two Door Cinema Club concert with DJ Hank.
Really?
And he bailed on me at the
really?
Last second.
Did that happen?
But I'm just so glad that I have loyal friends like DJ EJ to back me up and attend these things with
me. I feel like I don't remember that happening.
I think Chris Brown said it best when he talked about people not being loyal. We will not be playing that on the archive. Oh, and the one you just heard with the great bass and great vocals, also one of my favorite bands, Tame Impala with Reality in Motion.
What year did that come out?
2015.
Wow, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Are we ready to get into the last one for me?
I'm ready.
Two Door Cinema Club. Henry might try to leave the studio before the song comes on, just like he tried to bail out of the concert, but you can't escape it.
I'm very excited.
All right. Thank you for listening to The Archive. Wow. Just wow. Did y'all hear the horn solos at the end of that?
I can totally see, like, a middle school Mandy B coming home from school all angsty and throwing on some Two-Door Cinema Club.
Did that sound angsty to you? Because it sounded pretty jubilant to me.
Really? I don't know. Sounds like the music you just listened when you had a hard day, you know, in the old middle school.
That's literally what you would do with Green Day and Linkin Park.
Excuse me, I was going to say Breaking Benjamin.
Okay, well, after this, I'm sure you're going to go home, study for the MCAT while listening to Eminem's Recovery from top to bottom.
That's a good album. It's a good album.
What you just heard was Cigarettes in the Theater by Two Door Cinema Club off of their debut album, Tourist History.
There's, like, not a single middle school white boy in 2010 that wasn't bumping to Eminem's Recovery. It's a good album.
The man disses country, but wants to advocate for Eminem's Recovery. Just let that sink in, everyone who's listening to this right now.
I don't know. I feel like it has no, like, musical merit, but, like, a lot of personal merit. I don't know. Maybe.
Disclaimer, we are not going to do an Eminem night, so if you were looking forward to that, I'm very sorry.
Plays one song, his only non-explicit song.
That is true. A lot of his songs are quite explicit.
In content as well as language.
DJ Hank, my set is done.
Would you like to toss on a PSA like
toss?
The archive always does?
What is this, baseball?
Toss it on a record? I don't know.
Don't glare at me like that.
Throw it on. Spin it up.
Spin it up?
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to spin up.
We're going to skirt on over to it, PSA.
What do we want to inform our viewers about today?
I don't know. Ladders?
Shout out to DJ EJ for that one. All right, whatever I end up randomly selecting, I hope it keeps you informed. Thank you again for listening to the archive, and we'll be back momentarily.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, hello, hello. DJ Hank is in the driver's seat. Let's turn it up.
I did not consent to being in this car, so if you can't come to a full stop, I understand, and I'm fully prepared to do a tuck and roll off
yes,
the side.
Yes, please tuck and roll. I will slow down to 20 miles an hour only.
Great.
This train does not stop. What TV show is that from?
Stop This Train is a song by John Mayer.
Fake Breaking Bad fan.
I'm not a fake Breaking
Bad
fan.
You are a fake. All right. Everybody listening to WMFO, please listen to this. DJ Mandy B stopped halfway through this season 5 of Breaking Bad because she got bored.
Blah, blah, blah. Walt's a terrible person. Skyler's waiting for him. I'm sorry, spoiler alert.
Yeah,
anyway,
no spoiler alerts here.
The point is that the show gets very repetitive and bland.
Season 5 is one of the best seasons of television ever made. Ever made. Besides maybe True Detective Season 1.
That's not true. The greatest television show of all time is often considered to be The Wire.
Yeah, but have you seen any of The Wire?
No. Doesn't mean I don't plan
just
on
Google
it. That's not what I did.
Easy there, DJ.
That's not what I did. Going up to can you play
Wikipedia.
Music, please?
Yes, I can play. I can play lots of music.
Is it going to be Linkin Park?
Spoiler alert! Come on.
Is it going to be Green Day?
I actually have a Green Day Linkin Park mashup featuring Eminem. Hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back. Alright, so that was Bubble Dream by Khan. Nice little instrumental there.
Was that by Deadpool?
Was that your good joke?
Let the bodies hit okay. the floor.
Mandy B was doing a very nice rendition of Let the Bodies Hit the Floor alongside that beat. I was actually pretty impressed and almost threw her on air, but I don't know.
That sounds like something that you would find at like the end of Rock Band where everyone's already gotten over it because it really wasn't that fun of a game all along. And so you just never like unlock the level of that song.
I feel like everyone finished at Rock Band.
Rock Band
2, last song, Painkiller, I was always busting that thing out. By Judas Priest or something like that. Good song.
Look, all I'm saying is that song could easily be the cousin to Through the Fire and Flames featured in Guitar Hero 3.
Rock Band was definitely better than Guitar Hero, though.
Well, sure, because there were other instruments.
Yeah. And then didn't Guitar Hero try to copy them? And
they
like,
did. It yeah. didn't catch on, and now both are irrelevant.
I was all about the drums until I learned that the drums were boring, but I only played them at other people's houses, and so they made me play the drums.
I was always down for vocals where you do the clap along.
That was a classic. Classic.
Pour some sugar on me. Clap.
All right, we're going to quickly get into our next song because we do not want to be hearing Mandy B's vocals, but shredded. Shredded.
I've got vocals.
This next guy has got some serious vocals.
Turning me.
So
So that was Upside by Alan Stone.
He's got vocals.
Oh, that man has vocals. It's crazy in the booth right now. Mandy B looking up tickets for Alan Stone this summer.
Promo. He's coming to TD Garden June 24th with Daryl Hall. And what was Oates' first name? John? Hall and Oates.
This is not DJ EJ.
And Tears for Fears. I don't know. So that is a great lineup. I would recommend copping some tickets.
Yeah. That dude was born in Washington, right?
Yes, he was. Which debunked my theory that he grew up in a Southern Black Baptist church congregation. But I rest my case.
He's got some vocals. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, we have already established that.
Woo! I like it. I like it. Maybe I'll have to play some more of him. There was actually a couple other songs that I was mulling over playing by him, but I decided on that one.
Was one of them Unaware?
I actually don't think so.
All right.
Hold on. What was the other one? It was Freedom. That's classic. It's very...
Beyonce has a song called Freedom.
She does? Really?
Why'd you say that with a question at the end as if you didn't know that that was
because I
fact?
Feel like that's a very popular, famous song by her, so...
Freedom. Don't try to cover up the fact that you're a fake fan.
I'm a real fan of
you
Beyonce.
You exposed yourself
just
on
kidding.
Air.
But I have seen Lemon... Listen to Lemonade.
Messed up the name. Messed up the name of the album. That's a telltale sign of a fake fan.
I said seen because it was a video album, and then I said drank because you drink Lemonade.
He went to the On the Run tour, guys.
I actually did go to the On the Run tour. It was great.
He only went for Jay-Z, not Beyonce.
I kind of went for both, but mostly for Jay-Z. Jay-Z is a great performer.
I don't want to get into this.
It's great because Beyonce would go off stage after every single song and change on her outfit and have this great dance show, and Jay-Z was just sitting there rapping. It's wonderful.
Just sitting there calling himself Jehovah?
Yes.
Just blasphemous.
I mean, it's Jay-Z. Gotta love him.
No, you don't.
All right. Next up, we have some Dawes. Hope you guys enjoy.
Most people don't know what it takes for me to get through the day. Most And she thinks most people don't talk enough about how lucky they are. Most people don't know what it takes for me to get through the day.
Alright, that was Most People by Dawes. Good song. I really like the echo kind of thing that they go with on that one.
Yeah, it was a nice song.
Anyways, thank you for listening to the archive in our new summer slot on Sundays from 3 to 4.
On WMFO Medford.
Yes, 91.5, Freeform Radio. Alright, so tune in next week. When it will be back to...
Why are you using that voice? Don't use that weird...
Tune in next week!
Alright, fine. Tune in next week for DJ Hank and DJ EJ. Mandy B will be back in the lovely state of Georgia.
That's not how you say it.
You don't say Georgia like Georgia?
Georgia.
Georgia.
There you go.
Georgia!
Alrighty, please play the next song.
Alright. This next one is by Matthew and the Atlas. Hope you guys enjoy.
Like a